Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hey, it's Chuck and Julie. I'll let you take the intro as usual.
All right. Somehow that got lost. But Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, this is Party Friday. So welcome, Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
That's right. The show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. A lot to talk about, as always, on this Friday. Oh, my goodness. What happened just there is Zoom kicked our producer out. Tom, they're trying to censor us already. We're happy to have with us writer Tom Cooper. He has a great column up that went out this week, or today, actually, at rhinowatchco.com. If you haven't gone there yet, you should. It's a great website. They feature us a lot of times.
Last week they feature our show.
Exactly. And Tom Cooper has a great column up. So first time, let me say welcome to the show. Appreciate your time on this Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate your having me here.
And why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I grew up in Colorado. Being a Republican, my parents recruited me to pass out flyers and stuff when I was a kid. They were precinct leaders. And back then, we had a caucus system that we believed in using. And I've always felt like the caucus system should be used more thoroughly and more often in order to bring people back together and report, you know, gather reports on how they think their representatives are doing and give them back that feedback in Washington or Denver, wherever they're at. Anyway, so I've been stuck with this handle for a long time. But I'm a musician. I'm a Christian, which is my faith is the primary driver behind everything that I do. And I'm also a consultant at this point. I'm semi-retired, 67, so I'm not quite as old as Chuck there. But
what are you talking about?
Been around long enough. Been around long enough to see a few things come and go, and I've been disgusted with this party for a long, long time. But anyway, I work as a consultant in the dredging business, which is a heavy industrial marine business, and we do work all over the United States, and I do it from my office right here in Colorado. I've been disgusted with this party for a long time, and Dick Wadhams long before I heard anybody else complaining about all these people. I thought, am I the only one who sees this? So I'm really glad to see people waking up now, because it's starting to get more widespread, but it's been a problem for a long, long time, as you know.
It certainly has. Well, I'd like you to go into, because I thought, you know, people are always saying, because we talk about rhinos, actually, Matt Gaetz, everybody talks about rhinos now, right? And as we were saying before the show, the only people who get upset about the term are actually rhinos. That's sort of a key litmus test, I think. But people say, well, what is it? How do you tell? And there's a certain amount of, you know, like good music. You know it when you hear it. It's hard to describe. But I thought you did a great job, and I'd like you to kind of walk people through this. I mean, you identified three types of rhinos, and then you also kind of into what they're also afraid of. So why don't you kind of lay out what...
Lay it to them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I really pointed out was that there's two kinds of rhinos and then an evil source behind them that I think works on both the Republican and Democratic side. I think that that at the centerpiece of all that is the same enemy. And I personally believe it's satanic. I think that from the time most people who are paying any attention right now can feel there's been a spiritual shift in all of this. I mean, it's always been political. It's been a... you know, the liberal view of things used to be more of a all-encompassing view of really what's good for the country. And that's been changed into something that's become so far out of line with anything that's, you know, reasonable or responsible. I can't be the only one who's appalled by it, and I know I'm not. But Anyway, so basically, you've got two types of rhinos, which are, first of all, I think the majority of people that call themselves Republican, although there is a growing MAGA base that is kind of coming out of that daze. But basically, they don't really pay too much attention to what the people do. They, once they get elected, they rally around whoever becomes the candidate, who is largely selected before any kind of there isn't really true runs for office anymore, or haven't been for a long time. They're selected ahead of time. And as long as you're a Republican and you can rally around the Republican leadership and tell everybody, donate and we're going to win this time and everything, then you feel pretty good about it and you don't have any responsibility because you haven't really paid attention to what they're doing. And once they get into office, it's just good to not be, you know, like Reagan said, you don't make war against another Republican. However, Reagan, who's a definite hero in my mind, would not have said that about the people that we've got running things today. He would have been at war with them, absolutely. And so these people then, they go along to get along, and they are pretty much just going to do whatever, whichever way the wind blows with it, it's okay with them as long as it's Republican. And they're going to vociferously protect the people that are running for office and in office, and they feel like MAGA, the MAGA base and the people running now to try to upend all of that are the enemy, more so than the Democrats. So the people above them, however, are what I believe are sociopaths. It's my opinion. I can't prove it. But that the vast majority of people going into politics today and who are in running things are sociopaths. They don't have a conscience or a moral base. They could care less about you ultimately. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear, but then they'll go do what their leaders and the people who control them tell them to do. It doesn't matter because their real concern is to climb up the ladder as far as they can go, gain as much power, influence, and self and aggrandizement where they're, you know, somebody in the view all the time. You know, maybe they're doing interviews all the time and that just suits them fine. So those people give the first group their marching orders by and large. Huh? They tell them, you know, this is what our platform is. This is what we're pushing for. This is what we're going to do. And those people go out and they do it.
Yeah.
And if you upset the apple cart and tell them that, no, you're wrong, you're not paying attention, they consider it a personal attack and that you're the enemy and you're not a true Republican. You're the one who's the problem.
Yeah.
Above all that is the people behind it that I think are a world government that's becoming more and more visible. I've been telling people about that since I was a child. Huh. My dad and his two brothers were Air Force pilots in World War II, and my uncle, for instance, was a vice president at Boeing Manufacturing, and they told me when I was very young what was going on in politics and who was really controlling things, and put it in perspective with biblical prophecy, and I've been preaching that since I was in fifth grade. And all my life, people have told me I'm crazy. You know, you're a conspiracy theorist. You don't know what you're talking about. And even today, when everything is becoming out in the open, as crazy as things are, they still think that way.
Yeah.
But those people behind the scenes have been there for a long time, and they're globalist. And today you've got Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum and all the adherents to that. And the people that have come before him and the people that are coming grouping together in Davos every year, telling us outright now what they're doing. This right. isn't a hidden agenda anymore. They're outright telling us exactly what their intentions are. And they're the ones who are really giving the marching orders to the sociopaths who are in office, who give the marching orders to the lemmings, who are, you know, the people who don't know any better. And those people are all attacking us because
we
threaten their power base.
Exactly.
Who is in Colorado who gives the marching orders?
Well, there's certainly a number of them, but I would say the main offender is probably Philip Anschutz.
Yeah. There you go.
I grew up believing he was an icon, an American icon. I mentioned in the article that a friend of my dad's was an executive, C-level executive in Anschutz Corporation when his business was oil. And I just had the highest level of respect for him and for the company that he worked for. And he had a great, tremendous respect for Anschutz. And he was known as the golden boy. Everything he touched turned to gold, you know.
Right.
But as I've watched what he's done over the years and his profession of Christianity and of conservatism, and yet how he manipulates everything to really just grow his business, I've come to believe he's the Republican version of George Soros.
I've read that. That's perfectly put.
I guess I wouldn't see it quite that way. I know Phil. I belong to Country Club as Phil. I grew up around people like Phil. You know, my father was a CEO of a New York Stock Exchange company. I've been around them my whole life. And Phil is not satanic. He's not evil. But what he is that he has gotten to the point where he's moved left, along with all the other billionaires in this country.
Right.
And so what he does, I mean, you have two types of media in the country. You have the left-wing media, Denver Post, Boulder Camera,
Washington Post.
Well, no, just I'm talking about Colorado.
Oh. All the TV stations.
But right. All those Advanced Colorado, Colorado Caucus, Colorado Peak Politics, Phil's behind all those.
Right.
And so you either have the left or you have Anschutz Media, and therefore there's no space for anyone else. So when they go after Dave Williams, there's no one to push back. They are in many ways a uniparty. And they don't have to tell them what to do. You come to Phil's people and say, I'd like your support. And you ask him, well, what do you support? And if they check it off correctly and they like it, okay. If you don't, you say, I like Donald Trump. Well, you're showing the door.
I imagine it's even the other way around. There are certain people who go there and then Phil and his minions tell them what they think.
No, don't understand how Country Club Republicans work.
Okay, so they ask.
They're never rude. They're never obnoxious. They're never, here's what you think or you're going to get it. It's none of that. It's always very gentle and
gentle persuasion behind the scenes.
And they say, well, you know, I don't think, you know, that's really, you need to rethink that a little bit if you could. And that's how they do it. They don't just tell them. They say, well, you know, there's this problem, there's that problem. And we love supporting you, but.
Yeah. I'm glad to know Phil hasn't gone over to the dark side. I do think that, however, his priorities are business. And that skews his ability to see things from a proper patriotic sense and what's good for the country, because obviously this isn't just him, just Phil Anschutz in Colorado, but this is a problem that goes throughout all things. I do believe ultimately the people running the show are influenced heavily by a satanic influence, but whether or not that's each and every individual, I'm not here trying to say that.
Well, and, you know, and I think, you know, you raise a good point, too. And this is, I mean, Colorado is just sort of a microcosm, I think, of what's going on around the country. And then the bottom line thing is, whatever, you know, Jeff Bezos cares about his thing, Phil Anschutz cares about his thing, what they don't care about is us, is the rest of us, right? And they control things. And I think, as you point out in your article, I mean, they're terrified. Well, first, they have an insatiable need for power. There's never enough power.
Right.
And they are terrified of us. They're terrified of you, to us, maybe not Phil personally, but you know, that group.
Right.
They're terrified particularly of Donald Trump and the fact that Donald Trump is remaining popular, because I think, and this is where I, you know, I agree with you. I don't know that I'd call it satanic, but I do think there's evil forces and good forces, right? And I think we are in a struggle right now, because I think they were like this close to taking over, right? And we wouldn't have even noticed it. I think Donald Trump has... For, and I mean, Dave Williams does the same thing, you know, where, and when you call somebody a rhino, that's what does it too. That's why they get so triggered. If you say, well, you're a rhino, and they get all freaked out, like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I like Ronald Reagan. It's like, okay, you're a rhino. I mean, it is exploding.
I hate to say it, liking, and I like Ronald Reagan too. And he certainly was not this kind of pastel coloring kind of person. But these days you say, well, you know, I don't like Trump, but I love Ronald Reagan. You go right.
And all of that, right? And that's what's been kind of fun to watch is it, not just in Colorado, but around the country. I mean, at the state assembly, Matt Gaetz was railing about rhinos. We're going to expose them. Mm-hmm. And the more they're exposed, the more they scream about it, because they don't like people seeing what they're doing. But it's hard to unsee.
And it's easy in Colorado. It's you know, it's like bringing out the cross and the garlic.
Yeah.
all you have to do is, are you for liberating the Republican primaries so it's for Republicans only? If they're not for that, then they're a rhino, because they
want the control.
And then some of them, let's say Horltorf, who's voted against every opt-out there was. He goes, I'm for the opt-out. I'm totally for it. I mean, I go, no, you're not. Oh!
I was astounded when that first passed. I thought, how did they get this one in here? You know, it was the most ridiculous, insidious idea I'd ever seen in my life, that you would let anybody come into your party and just overwhelm it and vote, decide who you're going to run in your, it's so ridiculous. I mean, it defies any kind of logic. I don't know how people are thinking.
The Democratic Party was behind it. They told the Republicans that they were against it. And then a month and a half, I was like,
like the Kent Theory ranked choice voting
everything else.
Right. The
and
next
passed,
one on the list.
Passed 5347. And the reason it even passed 5347 is that it was that the other one, the adjoining one, was presidential primary. And everybody wanted to vote in the presidential primary. So they voted yes on both of them, although the opt-out passed by a much smaller margin. And the Republican Party, controlled by Phil Anschutz, did nothing about it, not a thing. They said it would cost millions of dollars, couldn't be done. So some of us got together, put the money together for the first lawsuit, the parable lawsuit, and we got a got Judge Kane.
Oh, Dick Wadham's check. That's a waste of money. Yeah. Dick Wadham's is once again.
Dick Wadham's, I was always against it, but now the unaffiliates are so beautiful. They're such gorgeous looking people.
Right.
It's just hilarious.
Well, do you think, okay, so then Tom, do you think, I think we're in very dangerous times. Like I said, they were like this close to winning.
We are.
And they are not just going to go away and say, oh, well, I guess the grassroots and Trump, you know. How dangerous is this, and what do you, how do we continue fighting back?
Well, this is one of the things that drove me to come out of my hiding place and write this and start telling. I've always been a bit of a firebrand anyway, but this is getting so dangerous. People don't understand it, you know, and Rhino almost makes the whole thing seem too cute, because what these people are doing is they are undermining our ability to actually have free elections and a voice in our future. All you have to do is look at what they're doing in schools. What are they allowing to happen to our children?
Right.
That's
truly satanic.
So alarming. That's truly satanic. Yeah. And the fact is that there's nobody pushing back. Why on earth, with everything we're seeing wrong with the prosecutions of Donald Trump, aren't our elected leaders, our Republican leaders who control the House Judiciary Committee and stuff, why are they not interfering and stopping it dead in its tracks?
Right.
You said something earlier about nobody to appeal to. We've got a judiciary that is so far gone that there is nobody to appeal to.
Right.
I mean, we can't appeal to our judges. We can't appeal to our court systems, our local, Secretaries of state and AGs are all Soros bought and paid for. I mean, this is really a dangerous, dangerous place, because you're going to force people into either totally just giving up and laying down or going to civil war. And either one of them is not a viable option. We have to be able to, and I think the way you asked, how do we fight back? I think we speak up. Yeah. I think that we become brave enough to say, this is, you know, as far as it goes and no further. And we have to, as a populace. I've never been a populist, so to speak. And I know that's what Donald Trump basically is at this point. However, he is pushing the things that we believe in. Right. And there's nobody else to stand up and do it. Right. God forbid something actually happens to him, because who's going to lead in his place?
And yeah, I call myself a populist, and really have, after, you know, calling myself a small L libertarian and then finding out how
libertarians are.
You know, they're really Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, and it's, you know, I'm a Republican, but I don't know what that means. If it's the same Republican as Ken Buck.
No.
Right, right.
Liz Cheney.
And so at least, and
oh, well, we all know that you're a delegate for Nikki Haley.
That's
so,
right.
I mean,
but like I said, we may have to be conveniently in the bathroom or buying a soda.
Right. That was one of the funniest things I ever heard, actually.
But we get to go. Well, you know, I think what, you know, to answer your question, I think this is what's becoming clear, because the hypocrisy of the leaders in Congress, Mike Johnson, which goes back totally to your initial two types of rhinos, right? Being controlled by the third. There's a reason that they're not coming out against it. And that's because the people who are pulling their strings don't want Donald Trump there. So they get to give their speeches and they say, oh, no money to Ukraine. Oh, one line, you know, item budgets. Oh, you know, we're going to fund the border. And then they don't, because the people who are pulling their strings don't want that done. I mean, look at, I know it's like,
well, nobody is pulling Mike Johnson's strings. He's just a weak, inept, infectious man.
But I mean,
some
of the others, though.
Well, the others are already there. I mean, about half of the Republican caucus is what you call conservative. The other half is the Lamborns and everything else who call themselves conservatives, but they really not, or the Ken Bucks and the rest of them. And so Mike Johnson just went with the easiest way to go, which is always.
Well, it totally dilutes the Republican Party, doesn't it? And the fact is that now that what we've got is, instead of a 50-50 situation, is a 25-75% situation.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so dangerous. I mean, at least with the Democrats, you know what they believe. They make no secret of what they're out to do. But when you've got rhinos telling you they're on your side and then turning around and voting against you, that's the most dangerous kind of enemy that you've got.
Right.
So they should be more of a target to get them out of their positions of power than the Democrats.
The CDA, I'd never heard a better fighting speech than what Gabe Evans gave at CDA. It was a very well done season. He'll fight for this, fight for that, fight for everything. He's a total Decepticon. He had a 67 rating from Liberty Scorecard. He's a total fool.
Well, he's endorsed by the Americans for Prosperity.
Yeah, Americans for Prosperity, you know, the open doors people. And then Phil Anschutz, talking about our friend Phil Anschutz, had the Washington Examiner, which he owns that too, put a thing going, all the independents and CDA are going for Gabe Evans. They have no idea who Gabe Evans is. And it's just the usual. It's just the usual pulling the strings.
But Phil Anschutz is no idiot. I mean, how he's got to have motivations behind what he does and how he does it and why he does it.
Well,
now,
yeah. Well,
I'm going to go with money.
Yeah, the majority of his assets are in California. You know, he owns sports franchises, a lot of ones. He has entertainment ones. If you're in entertainment, you better be pro-gay, or they'll jump on you. So he realizes which side of the bread, you know, you butter. And he knows that if he wants to continue, you know, he made his pact with Jared Polis. He said, you leave my businesses alone. I won't support the Republican nominee. Heidi Gnall, and he did. And she's pathetic enough herself.
Yes. So.
Well, Well, the other thing is, you look at stuff like, for instance, what I saw Biden, what he's proposing, like a 40, almost a 45% capital gains tax, right? Now, does anybody actually think that people like Phil Anschutz are going to let that go through? No, right? He's just going to
But there will be a 45%
on us.
Well, what's called carried interest, which is this bizarre thing where people who are in hedge funds don't pay. They pay a very small, they pay like 17%, lower than anybody else in the world. And it was done by the IRS in a ruling. And therefore, it comes from nowhere. Anytime, and I've seen ever since the 86 Tax Act, now I have a master's in taxation. Every time it's, we got to get rid of that. It's totally unfair. Why does every working bloke pay, and every time it gets defeated. Why? Because the people who are making billions will do anything to stop it. Anything.
Right, right.
Well, Tom, too, I think, because I know we only got a few minutes here with you. One of the things I think that's helpful, like you said, speaking up, and one of the things that makes it easier is I think they thought that COVID was going to be sort of their shining moment. And it was for a little while, but it woke people up, right? I mean, everybody followed, not everybody, because we didn't, but people followed like sheep. They got their vaccinations. They wore their masks. They kept their kids home from school. They closed their business and they got sick anyway, right? And then they got well for the most part.
Now they'll get sick again.
Now they're getting sick again for the vaccine.
The vaccine is going to destroy their heart.
Right. That was their mistake to do things that people could see. And the other thing I think they did is going after the kids. When you talk about the satanic and going after the evil, that's a kind of thing I think that even if you're the suburban soccer mom, kind of like don't want a high school boy who just decides he's a girl for that day going in the same bathroom as your daughter, right? Or in the locker room or that kind of thing. So I think that's where our main hope is that people, that group you call who would just kind of go along to get along, I think a lot of people are realizing that's not working anymore.
Right. Well, hopefully it's not too late because, we've got, obviously the people who are in power, who control those reins of power right now, are feeling threatened. And like an animal who is threatened with his life, you can corner him and he's going to fight with everything he's got. And what I see right now going on between now and the election is they're pulling out all stops. Who knows what they're going to try to pull in the next couple of months. I mean, you've got bird flu happening in cows, which is getting into milk and is going through the, it's insane. But, another pandemic, probably. There's nothing they won't do. I remember back, I lived in Israel at the time, and when 2001 happened, and I used to have an article I wrote that was spread around the world to several thousand readers who would spread it. And I suggested, and you may think I'm crazy, I suggested that was planned by the U.S. government in order to put the Patriot Act in place. Or at least, if it wasn't planned, it was not stopped. They knew it was coming. And the fact, and people said, you're un-American, that's not true. They couldn't possibly do that. But I said, tell me something. If the devil isn't, because when Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil told him, I have been giving all the kingdoms of the world, and I will give them unto you if you will just worship me. So whose kingdoms are they? They belong to Satan. Jesus himself said, this is not my kingdom. If it were, I would call down a legion of angels when he was talking, So the fact is that we've got people we've got kingdoms that are being threatened to be destroyed by people like us who are saying, you can't do this. But the world is getting crazy. They're supporting this stuff. They're what they're putting up with, and why we don't have people marching on these schools and pulling their kids out and doing, how are you letting this happen? It's insane. And
well, that's why January 6th is so important.
Right. Exactly.
The Capitol and put them in jail.
And punished them. So they didn't go. Right.
It's unbelievable to me. They're still in jail. Yeah. I mean, where's the public? They're being frightened by tactics, which have been used in third world governments for years, and they shouldn't be there. We should have pulled them out long, long ago and stopped all of this. But who do you appeal to? I mean, it's the DOJ that's allowing it to happen that was probably behind it.
Exactly.
So
Hey, but listen, Tom, we will let you go. You've been great. Yeah. And your column, I really recommend everybody go to
RhinoWatch and
RhinoWatchCO.com and check it out. So thank you. We look forward to next time.
All right. Well, thank you. As you know, I can go on and on. There's no end to this stuff. So
Doesn't lack words.
Yeah, famous last words. Right, okay.
Thank you. People
thank you very much. Life. Appreciate all it. Right. You guys take care.
Oh, yeah, Charlene saying, I like the guest den library. I did too, Charlene. And then he told me that it was compliments of Zoom. So there's so many that we can read some of the comments here. These are great. Starting way back when, Sandra said she absolutely agrees with Tom that there's been a shift in things. Leo says, why don't these rich old men not just go gentle in that good night? From Jacob, from Epoch, Justin Catania Brown Jackson changed her tune, but said she worries about future presidents being prosecuted. Are we saying 9-0 for Trump? Oh, we'll get to that in a second, Jacob. And then Leo said, Jacob, you just made Party Friday. Mm-hmm. McConnell said the money that is going to Ukraine is less than 2% of the GDP.
It's nothing.
So let's spend it.
Yeah.
The big danger in the U.S. from Jacob is the universities that are letting Hamas run the school. And literally, there was a thing today saying the kids are now getting kids. I use the term loosely. Actual orders, marching orders from Hamas. From Dr. Don, a miracle of miracles, bird flu in cows. And parents have allowed themselves to get deep into debt and think sacrificing their children for the things is worthwhile. And Charlene says, what does Tom expect the public to do? Vote? We can only try. And then Leo said, I had about 30 minutes of hope for Mike Johnson. He's like taking a girl to the prom and you walk into the dance, she starts making out with the gym teacher.
And you find out it's a tranny.
Yeah. So that's great. I mean, I think it's good and exposing it. And I thought he did just a great job kind of talking about the rhinos. I want to talk about something else because it's getting worse that we talk.
Oh, no, something getting worse?
Something getting worse.
Oh, no, Julie.
Well, but it's also getting better.
Okay.
You got to love.
That's more like
you got to love the Colorado House Republicans.
Yes,
okay. Yeah. They are just sort like, well, I mean, for the most part, I mean, and even they all stood in unity. I mean, we've got issues with some of them, but they all stood in unity against the censorship. I don't know if you were listening the other day, we had Scott Bottoms on and he was talking about the Democrats really from the beginning have been giving the Republicans lists of words that they are not allowed to say during debates, during discussion, words that are actually pertinent to the discussion.
Right.
And if they continue, which has never been done before, they said, and if they continue to use them, they gavel it, they gavel them closed, they close the thing. And Scott was saying they threatened that the sergeant at arms was going to remove him from the chamber, right? Or from the well, if he wouldn't stop speaking. I mean, it's just insane. It's right. It's not like you can just disagree with them. They already know they cannot vote them. They are not even letting them speak anymore. And they put out a video this morning. So I want to play some snippets of it because it's kind of, I don't want to say it's not funny, but it's pertinent. I mean, they're just doing a good job getting the word out. So Thomas, if we could please play the GOP censored or maybe GOP silenced soundbite, please.
We were provided by House leadership a list of words that are offensive to the majority around illegal immigration. Loveland tried to tell his own personal story using some of these words as they were his words, and he was shut down. These words are used by the press, and my colleague from Fort Lupton quoted some news articles, and he was shut down. These words are in federal statutes, and yet we were shut down. We have the right to represent our constituents, which are about half of this state.
I mean, that's just, you were down at the legislature, right? You lobbied and I covered it. And I'd say the Democrats do a lot of things, but I've never seen them just flat out say, I mean, not just you shouldn't use that word, not complaining about them using that word, but specifically prohibiting them from saying illegal alien, which is a legal term. And they're being, you know, and popped out in the shape of a gun. That's kind of a weird one. Why can't you say that? I mean, and you got to love Scott Bottoms and these guys say they go out there and they, every time they can, they say all the words, right? Just to drive home. But have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, I was down there when Norma Anderson was considered a heroine by everyone because she'd always, you know, say, I'm a rock rib Republican, but I support whatever the Democrats are doing. Yay!
Yes.
Norma.
And that's why you say it's where she then sues to keep Trump off the ballot.
Yeah, right.
But they keep trying. So here we got a couple more sound bites I'm going to play. And then you got to stay tuned. I've got a really funny party Friday. But then Representative Brandy Bradley, who we've had on the show, she was trying to, apparently they shut her down one time. She was trying to talk about transgender sexual crimes, right? And they told her there weren't any, that she was just making it up. So she went and she did her research and she found some, and she was trying to talk about that, but they would not let her. If we could please play the Bradley censored soundbite, Thomas.
Transgender Wyoming woman convicted of sexually assaulting 10-year-old girl in bathroom.
Representative Bradley.
Yes.
I believe you've made your point about headlines. I'll ask you to make your comments directly to the bill.
My comments, Madam Speaker, are to the bill. It was said here in this chamber on Friday that I was fear-mongering and this was not happening. And now you're attempting to limit my ability to tell you how often it is happening. I was called a boogeyman and a straw man. I was called all of those things. And not once were these people gavelled down.
Representative Bradley, we'll stand in a brief recess.
Perfect. Awesome.
So, okay. So they shut her down, wouldn't let her talk, right? And they don't really have much resource. So then Scott Bottoms was on and he was doing the same thing. This is where they said that transgender people can legally change their name kind of at will, and that they can eliminate all references to the other names. And he was pointing out some of the foolishness of that, and they wouldn't let him say that either. This is when they're talking about Tierra's law. Tierra was a trans, I think they changed the name because it was a transgender person who had some sort of sexual assault issues, right? So they had to change the name. But if we could please play the Scott Bottoms soundbite.
Tierra Latrice Kelly, also known as Tierra Latrice Powell, also known as Tierra Latrice Wells.
Representative Bottoms, I'm going to put us in just a brief recess. Thank you.
Okay, so what are the things that I cannot say?
I would ask that you refer to Tiara, her chosen name, and speak to her as a woman.
Again, addressing what I had started off addressing earlier with the criminal record, Tierra Latrice Kelly, also known as Tierra Latrice Powell, Tierra Latrice Wells, and Dwayne Antonio Kelly, has
Representative Bottoms, I will ask you to leave the well.
You got it.
It's more like, and yeah, in the meantime, that what they had interspersed, and it's out there on their YouTube channel, but Democrat kept saying, I committed totally that everyone have their full say.
I'll have to, you know, the Republicans have come up with that one in particular. Sherry Fife. So on CD8, I got up to say that we should allow people to sit who came here and met all the requirements. Well, the rhinos were trying to exclude everyone so that Gabe Evans got whatever it was and so forth. So Sherry Fife, who's running the meeting, would come up to me. I want you to speak to the motion.
She kept trying to make you be quiet. And you won't be
and I kept going, I am speaking to the motion. No, you must speak to the motion. So she's obviously learned their tricks and stuff. Good old Sherry Fife, a Democrat with the Independence Institute. I mean, how shameful is Independence Institute?
And this is from Dr. Doctor. No recess for you, Scott. It's like, so good for him for being told he can't say that. Then he said it, right? Because it keeps calling them out and calling them out. Briefly, so just wanted to keep you up to speed on that, because I think it's important that we support those guys. It's just got to be so depressing going down there and fighting. You know what I mean?
Well, you notice this. You know the support from Colorado Politics, the Denver Gazette, the Colorado Springs Gazette.
Sandra Fish, Dave Williams in the Colorado Republican Party kicked Sandra Fish because she lied about getting her credentials out of the state assembly.
Right.
Free speech, free speech.
Journalism, Matthew. We know free journalism.
Good point, Chuck. You've got now the Democrats refusing to let Republicans say certain words and ridiculous lists and lists of words anytime they just don't.
You must address her by her preferred name and as a woman. I don't have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to do that. Who made that rule up, right? But not a peep. No one is covering this, right? So that's why I wanted to bring it up. On the Supreme Court, Jacob, I'm going to disagree with you. What I think, or do you want to talk about what you think is going to happen? Because I think we think the same thing. And the immunity issue.
Yeah, they won't. They'll decide that some speech, there's some actions that come under official actions, maybe, they won't say are, maybe subject to immunity. and others that are personal does not, and they won't define it, but they'll send it back to the district court to take a record on whether this particular one is either in the personal capacity or in the official capacity. And so it'll go back down to, I forget who the joke, D.C. district attorney, but that'll take it well into next year.
Because then it'll go back up to the Supreme Court. Yeah. Right, so I think you're right. I think on one hand, and this is where I think going to some of the stuff Tom was talking about earlier, what's interesting, I think, is that maybe 4 years ago, it would be hard to argue to the Supreme Court that somebody might use the political or the judicial process to punish and go after a president, right? They'd be like, no, no one would ever do that.
Now
you've got Trump. I mean, he can't even keep up with the courts that he's in. And if you're the Supreme Court, I mean, now the Democrats may not care, but you could hear, you know, the justices basically saying that. It's like,
it's hilarious.
It could be used for politics.
I think it was Kavanaugh, the guy says, are you kidding me? You're saying that, the Justice Department, they would never do that. you can get we have a very rigorous, according to justice guidelines. And they went, wait a minute, can't you guys just indict a ham sandwich? No, we've only indicted, as far as I know, 3 ham sandwiches in the last 50 years. So that's totally specious.
So to a certain extent, they're being hoisted on their own petard, right? I mean, even the Supreme Court justices can see that you cannot, even with a straight face, say no one would ever prosecute a former president.
Our precedent. We consult with a wide range of people before we go after Trump, huh?
Yeah. Well,
and we say, remember the old man exception for Biden.
Yes.
He's just a nice, convivial old guy. Did we have that tape? No.
Yeah, exactly. It was eaten by
National
our dog.
National secret.
Our dog ate it. And Julie Kelly's doing a great job of exposing all of that, too. So,
well, if you can go to Conservative Treehouse, they go all through this incredible lawfare thing on Trump and how it started, with Bush putting up surveillance state against the enemies of America, and then having Obama having 8 years to turn around and have it against his political
opponents.
That's
all the same people are involved.
Lisa Monaco, Mark Eisen,
Mary McCord. Norm Eisen. Well, Norm Eisen was seen coming out of the trial in New York because they're just running it, right?
Right. He's just a little spit here.
But I think in general, though, you can tell because the progressive media seemed very depressed about the Supreme Court hearing. Mostly, I think because my guess would be the judges are going to do exactly what you said. They're going to say, we're going to sit it down that some acts you do have immunity from, which frankly makes sense, and some acts you don't have immunity from. And we're going to send it back down to the lower court to address it, knowing that it'll come back up here. But in the meantime, that'll be 2025 sometime, right?
But I think if they're being honest, the Solicitor General would have said, look, Your Honor, the Republicans are too cowardly to ever do anything. They're not going to go after Biden. It's only as it applies to Republicans. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's
get real here.
You think Mike Johnson's going to spear someone? You think those woolly, horsey Republicans have the guts to do anything?
To go after a president? No, I know. Jacob, guys, if you're there, are sharing a video about Biden from Jacob. Oh, the Supreme Court will send it back to the district court. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. Well, they're going to I think they're just going to say that some acts do, some acts don't.
We're not going to find that.
We're not going to define that. We're going to send it back to the lower court to define that. And then the lower court will define it, that it'll be appealed.
That it's clearly.
But at that point, the election will be over one way or the other, right? And then they won't care anymore. And I also think it's a foregone conclusion that Trump is going to be convicted in New York. I mean,
of course,
just like he was in the Gene.
I've got a committee meeting to go to.
Yeah, Chuck has a committee meeting that involves golf hats.
Shut up.
I don't say shut up. That's not very nice. All right. There he goes. Chuck's going to go. But so before he leaves, goodbye, Chuck. Final thing I want to play for you on this Party Friday. This rapper, who I have to confess I never heard of, took apparently a song that he'd already written that was extremely popular, and he put new words to it. And the name of the song is Hunter Got High. So Thomas, if we could please play the Hunter Got High video.
Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional joints, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should have let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life. Yeah, hey, till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
I love the Secret Service guys running around singing Hunter Got High. And I have a warning all day long, and I apologize. This is going to be in your head. I've been kind of wronging around the house going, la, 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 Hunter Got High. It's one of those ones that kind of sticks with you. Hey, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up early. As we said, we've got some stuff going on. I think on Monday, we're going to try to get George Brockler on. He said he would come on the show. He wanted to explain, apparently, how he is in favor of, no, not in favor, or is in favor or not in favor. It's not clear, of the red flag laws. And give George credit. He's always willing to come on. He's always willing to engage in debate and answer. And yeah, Dr. Donna, Mr. Red Law, and engage in conversation. So I know he's campaigning for DA. So if not Monday, we'll get him on eventually. But that's going to wrap it up for us a little bit early on this Party Friday. Thank you to everybody on Zoom, the great guys at BBS, Tom Cooper, and we will see you on Monday.